Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It's Monday, BTN News listeners, and it's time for your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. It is now the 12th of April, 2021. We've got the best technology news that did happen over the weekend, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. There's been some Samsung leakage over the weekend, all involving the Galaxy S21 FE. That is, of course, if you believe the leaks. Now, this was actually shared from a tipster over there on Leaks, and what was shared was actually renders of the Galaxy S21 FE, which pretty much looks, just like the regular Galaxy S21. Good old plastic shell looks like on board there, and a lovely little camera bump on the back. Now, just like the Galaxy S20 FE, the S21 FE will have a mid-sized display, looks to be about 6.5 inches. And there'll be a nice little lovely hole right there on the front for, yes, as you guessed it, for the camera. Now, apart from the renders that have leaked out, there also has been a bit of spec leakage too. We're hearing that it'll have a 120 hertz refresh rate on the display, and we should be seeing around 6 gigs of RAM, though other rumors saying it will have 8. The thing that won't be a surprise at all, a Snapdragon 888 processor. I'm sure we'll know more. Yep, come September of this year, that is the expected release date for the new phone. Hey, speaking of new tech, you wanting to get your hands on a new 12.9 inch iPad Pro? Well, you might have some difficulty doing that. Yes, from what we're hearing, the next iPad Pro might be in very short supply. The culprit? Well, that mini LED display. According to reports we're hearing over at Bloomberg, Apple suppliers are experiencing poor manufacturing yields of the display. In fact, one mini LED maker? Yeah, they've actually paused production because of the complications. Now, apparently from Apple's side, at least what we're hearing, there's not going to be a delay in launching the model. They actually still intend to introduce the 12.9 inch iPad Pro sometime this month, meaning it'll be one of those things where they'll say, hey, look, this is great. You want it, don't you? You'll have to wait a few weeks. And then they won't tell you just how many they actually have in stock. Now, of course, along with that mini LED display that's giving so many problems, the iPad Pro is also expected to have the A14X chip, supposedly having the M1-like performance. And finally, I like to give you bad news on a Monday. Sorry. Now, this won't affect a lot of people out there, but it will deeply affect those people out there that just love their Logitech Harmony Universal Remotes. Why am I telling you this? Well, Logitech's gonna kill it. Yeah, for a lot of us out there, my hand included, the Universal Remotes from Logitech, made life a lot simpler. Not only did you just need one remote for everything, chances are your better half also loved it too. You didn't have remotes stashed here, there, and everywhere. However, though, according to Logitech, they have officially killed the Harmony line of remotes. Now, I can hear you sobbing out there right now, thinking, oh no, that means no more updates, no more support. Hang on, it's not all bad news. If you do own a Harmony remote, the company says it will still continue to support its existing and, even if you just bought one, new Harmony customers. They're only going to start manufacturing them right now and moving forward apparently onto the next big thing, whatever that'll be. As far as how long they'll support it, well, that's kind of up in the air. The exact quote from Logitech goes a little like, we expect no impact to our customers by this announcement. We plan to support our Harmony community and new Harmony customers, which includes access to our software apps to set up and manage your remotes. We also plan to continue to update the platform and add devices to our Harmony database for as long as we possibly can. Unfortunately, in us in customer land, we'll just see how long possibly is. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, send it over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the new show over there. Of course, you'll find the Fantastic Mac Show there too, the Big Show, and the Photo Show as well. Of course, we're on Facebook too. Give us a little like over there at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join our community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. Of course, we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.